Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and I'm Track O'Brien. Spring to autumn is a busy time in the garden, but do you ever do much gardening at this time of the year?
Not really. I wouldn't be great at gardening.
Yes, I'm one of those people who kind of wants to cut the grass all year round. So even in December, I cut my grass and keep it nice and short.
None at all.
No, I don't do any gardening. It's just my dad.
Yes, I would.
Unless it's something I think urgently in the winter that's not really looked after. It's not let to grow wild or anything, but the grass wouldn't be good. It's just too wet and it's too cold. And I know me personally, like, I have hay fever, so gardening wouldn't be up my alley at all.
Do you know what? It actually would. And I tell you what, me and my dad and my mum, we like sitting out in the garden. My mum loves the look of the grass. So between me and my dad, we're made to look after the grass. It's nice to have a nice garden.
There are lots that can be achieved in the garden during the winter. So to learn a bit more about it, I caught up with Anna Brown from Big Sky Flowers.
The garden is not that great of a place to be in the winter. It's cold, it's not very bright most of the time, so you wouldn't want to be out there. And really, if you're out there trampling around, you're possibly doing damage to the structure of your soil if it's very wet.
Yeah.
But people sometimes in the kind of coming up to winter or in the winter will do a massive cleanup. And that actually isn't the best thing you could do if it's vegetable, if it's, you know, vegetation and stuff, because you're actually then disturbing all the homes you've left for the critters. So if you have any kind of things you've left, you know, grasses or maybe things with hollow stem that you've left standing, you can leave them standing until the equinox, the equinox in the spring, in March. Because all that time they're providing really good homes for things like ladybirds, for other beneficial insects, for solitary bees. And you want those creatures to be keeping your garden safe from predators next year. But if you ruin their habitats now, you know, you won't have them next year. It'll take them a while to come back. So I would say, you know, do as little as possible in some ways. Leave. And when you leave things standing, you'll notice when the frost comes how beautiful they are.
Yeah.
If you knocked all those down, you just had a flat, you know, basically bare earth, you won't have anything to look at when the frost comes. It'll just be kind of flat and sparkly. But, you know, it'll be more interesting if you've got some things like teasel. It's a great one to leave standing and it looks really amazing. Plus, you have goldfinch coming visiting that. In the winter. And that's, you know, one of the things about your garden that's gorgeous is actually to look out and see the birds.
Yep.
And certainly giving them food is a really good way to be in your garden, to have something going on in your garden that's not plants, but your visitors, and actually those birds will be adding fertilizer for you as well over the winter. So that's not a bad thing.
And we're often talking about, I mean, the bird, and especially the robin, you associate with Christmas time of year.
Yeah.
And you want to welcome these birds into your garden. So it's little things like that that will welcome them in. And maybe as well as it's just to prepare your garden for the spring. Is that what?
So if you had an area of lawn that you wanted to turn into a vegetable bed, for example, or you wanted to put more flowers in, now is a great time to lay down cardboard.
Okay.
So, you know, other than that, I wouldn't be walking too much on lawns. But if you have an area that you want to prepare, lay down loads of cardboards. This is a great time of the year to be getting bike boxes. So if you want to get good cardboard, you want cardboard that's big, not too much print, not too much tape. And people buy an awful lot of bikes this time of the year.
Okay, yeah,
so the bike shops are mad to give away all these boxes because people haven't taken the boxes, they've taken the bikes.
Yeah.
So those boxes are really big. They cover a big area. You could use two or three. And you've actually insulated the ground. You're feeding the worms. You're killing all the things you don't want to grow, the grass and stuff like that. And you can add some compost now or you can add it later. But come the spring, the grass will be dead. That ground is ready to be planted and you'll have a new bed that you can very easily work with.
So the cardboard itself is just, it'll help repair the soil.
It will. It feeds the worms and it basically blocks out the light so that the things underneath it don't grow.
Okay.
You can also get some bulbs this time of the year. You know, the bulbs that are good are things like daffodils, not so much tulips, but things that are actually good for pollinators.
Yeah.
And then you put them in pots in the ground. You can probably put them in quite late, but if you put them in pots, you can put them quite late. And then you'll have some colour in the spring, you have early colour, but you're also doing something that'll feed the bees, the early bees.
Okay.
So that's worth doing as well. And that's a pretty thing. You give people gifts of, you know, a planter full of bulbs.
That's fascinating stuff. Now there's plenty of me. I'm off to the bike shop, first of all, to get the cardboard. Thanks very much, Anna, from Big Sky Flowers. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Trek.
Gardens and growing spaces are still places of creativity, nature, and new growth during the winter months. there are plenty of jobs to get stuck into, including looking after wildlife, harvesting vegetables, pruning rose bushes, or planning ahead with your soil preparation for warmer days.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.